Yeah, note my point, to be very straight to the point. What they call Holocaust denial in itself cannot possibly do any harm to anybody. The law is called Holocaust denial law. It's not called Holocaust denial plus threats to harm Jews. Yeah, it's a Holocaust denial law. Holocaust denial in itself, so-called Holocaust denial, cannot possibly do any harm to anybody. I would ask the German and Australian public to consider that fact, to find any possible harm that can be done by somebody expressing the opinion. For these following reasons, I do not believe the official Holocaust narrative. For the following reasons, I believe the official Holocaust narrative is propaganda. For the following reasons, I believe the official Holocaust narrative is unjust. And for the following reasons, therefore, I believe that so-called Holocaust denial laws should be abolished. If people want to protect anybody in society from harm, they can make laws for that. And we already have laws for that. We do not need Holocaust denial laws. They do not add any positive benefit to anybody. And they do a lot of harm. Because censorship is completely incompatible with the free operation of representative government. It is impossible to claim anybody has informed consent if they do not have access to all the information, to all the arguments, to all the competing alternate narratives. People need to be free to make up their own mind. And to get back to the immediate point at hand, within under 2 minutes, I challenge anybody out there to demonstrate any harm that can be done by so-called Holocaust denial in itself. Yeah? We're not talking about so-called Holocaust denial and some other activity. We're talking about the simple fact of somebody being free to debate the question of the merits of the official Holocaust narrative. Okay, thank you. Ciao for now.